所以我们看呢，唱那个在天上救主，因为我们经常唱的原因是呢，因为这首歌呢非常好的总结了那个我们的救主他爱我们。下一首歌是呢，就是说是啊，那个神呢，他对我们奇妙的爱，这是关于我们神爱我们的。所以呢，今天的主题我要讲一下关于神是爱我，神的奇妙的爱。
So we're going to sing this one together. The first half of the piece, God is so wonderful, down to praise His holy name. We sing that twice, and then we go on from there. It's wonderful because He saved me. Wonderful that He forgave me, and so on. Twice on the first part, and then once on the second. And we'll sing it two or three times. You'll learn it. You've heard the music. Norm has been playing it. You've got some of the melody in your mind now. So let's try it together.
所以我们前面那个呢，就是说是要唱两遍。第一段呢，唱两遍，就是神是如此的奇妙，我解释不了的，但是我可以说呢，说神的荣耀，就哈利路亚，赞美他的名。那么下面呢，前面那个唱两遍，唱两遍，在下面那个。他是说是非常奇妙，是因为他拯救我，非常奇妙，他饶恕了我，非常奇妙，就说是如此的奇妙，他是我的。所以呢，我们要唱两三次，这样呢，我们可以大家熟悉。当罗马呢弹的那个旋律的时候，大家可以跟着唱。
We'll start out very slowly, pick it up as we go.
因为我们要非常慢的唱，然后在唱的过程中呢，大家可以学。
I think it's high enough. Let's sing it again more slowly. Try it one more time. We'll learn as we go. It's rich, wonderful that He forgave me. It's wonderful, wonderful, so very wonderful, wonderful that He is mine. Oh, it's so wonderful. I can't explain. I can say, glory, hallelujah. We're all on the learning curve, but you're a good choir and you learn quickly, and it's very nice.
所以我们都在学习的话呢，就是你们都是很好的合唱队，你们学得也很快。 谢谢大家。
So, William, does that sound good?
所以William，那个听起来好听吗？
Very good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I need two hands to get up. All right, we're going to turn. Well, we better pray and then we'll turn.
So, we're going to pray and then we'll turn.
Lord, we pray that you'll help us today. We thank you. You are a wonderful God.
主啊, 我们祷告您今天帮助我们。我们非常感恩的是呢，您是个奇妙的神。
And so we just pray that you'll teach us as we try to consider a little bit more about you.
主啊，我们今天的祷告呢，就是当我们开始试着学习更多关于您的时候，您教导我们。
Help us in these few minutes, we pray in Jesus' name.
在下面的几分钟，求您帮助我们。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 All right, Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第17章。
Acts chapter 17. The story is that Paul, the apostle, has gone to the city of Ephesus. No, he's gone to the city of Athens.
这个故事呢，就是使徒保罗了，他去到那个雅典。
And he's going to speak to people who don't know much about God.
他要跟那些人去讲道，就是那些人呢，他们对神呢，知道的不多。
So the question is, if you were to speak to somebody who'd never seen a Bible and hadn't heard about God, what would you say?
现在问题是呢，如果你去跟一个人去讲、去传道的话，他从来没有读过圣经，他也不知道主耶稣基督，你应该说什么呢？
And so his short sermon in Acts chapter 17 is not a full story of the work of God, but it's an introduction to the truth of God.
所以呢，他在那个《使徒行传》第17章里这一篇短的讲道呢，是跟那个对神的爱的一种介绍，但并不是说整个的故事。So
we're just going to read what Paul says about God to introduce us to God. It'll help us get the background that we need.
所以呢，我们就是要介绍一下那使徒保罗他所讲的神，他要告诉我们什么，他怎么介绍的，这样呢，对我们有一个那个背景的帮助。
So verse 24 now is the beginning.
第24节是我们要从这里开始。
Paul says to all these philosophers, the men who felt they were very wise, he says to them in verse 24, God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
所以使徒保罗对这一群呢，所谓的哲学家，他们认为自己很有智慧，在24节里他说呢，创造世界和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。So
what do we know about God?
我们对神知道些什么了？
Well, number one, we know he was the one who made the world and everything in it.
所以第一点呢，我们知道呢，神就是那位他创造了天地，然后呢，创造了一切在天地里的事物。Now
we basically understand that, but you remember, many people in the world don't know about God, hadn't read the Bible. They weren't sure that God was one who made the world.
所以我们对这一点非常清楚，但是呢，大家要知道，在世界上呢，还有很多其他的人，他们没有读过圣经，他们也不知道神的话呢，他们不是很确定到底是不是神呢创造了天地。And
he made everything in the world.
他也创造了在世界里的一切事物。
Which means he made the mountains and the streams.
所以呢，他呢就是是创造了山和溪水，
And he made the hummingbirds and the whales.
所以呢，他也创造了那些蜂鸟和金鱼，
And he made you and me.
他也创造了你我。
And the implication of that is he made the universe also.
所以这样的暗示着呢，他也创造了整个宇宙。
There are those now who are telling us, because of modern telescopes, that there are trillions of galaxies.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是那些呢创造了那些宇宙望远镜的人呢，他告诉我们呢，在宇宙里呢，就是有几万亿个星系。
Many of them with trillions of stars like we have in our heaven, like the sun.
所以这个里面呢，在每一个星系里呢，都包含着几万亿的这样的星星，就像我们这个星系里，我们有那个太阳一样。
He's a pretty big God.
他是一个非常大的神。
All right. He's Lord of heaven and earth. That means he does not dwell in temples made with hands.
他既是天地的主，就不住手人手所造的殿。
It's like us saying, we're going to build a building and God will live in it.
所以这就是我们说呢，我们要造一个建筑物，然后神住在里面。
And so you say, if God controls the stars, how can he live in this little shed that we build now?
所以这个时候你说呢，如果神呢，他在控制整个星系的话呢，那么他怎么可能住在我们的手造的那个殿里呢？
So there's nothing special about 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以我们第十六街福音教堂没什么特别的。
He doesn't say, I'm going to spend all my time here in the basement at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. He's the God of the universe.
他并没有说呢，我要把我所有的时间都花在第十六街福音教会的地下室里。他是那个宇宙的神。
Nor is he worshipped with men's hands.
所以也不用人手敬拜。
Okay, that means I can't make him anything that's going to impress him.
所以这个呢，就是意味着我做不了什么东西呢，让他感兴趣。
The idolater says, I'll make him a little image and he'll be impressed. He'll live in that image.
所以那些拜偶像人说呢，我要做一个小小的这样的一个偶像，他会住在里面。
All right, and verse 25 goes on and says, as though he needed anything.
所以第二十五节继续说呢，好像需要什么东西。
That's very interesting. It doesn't surprise you. God doesn't need anything.
所以这个呢，就是对你来说呢，应该感到非常惊奇。那么说呢，神呢，他什么都不需要。
There was a king who lived, I believe, in Peru many years ago.
因为那里有一个王呢，我相信呢，在秘鲁呢，很多年住在那里。
He liked fresh fish for breakfast.
他呢，早餐喜欢吃新鲜鱼。
And so he had runners, and they would go from his palace on top of a mountain way back in Peru. They'd go all the way down to the ocean, catch a fish, and then they would run all night long. They'd run back. And so for breakfast in the morning, he could have some fresh fish.
所以呢，他呢就是有那些非常擅长跑的人，因为他当时呢在秘鲁的时候，他住在那个山顶上，在山顶上呢他的宫殿里。那么说呢，早晨呢他派那个人呢很快的跑到海边去，然后拿了新鲜鱼呢也很快的跑回这个宫殿，这样他早晨呢可以吃到新鲜的鱼。
Okay, God doesn't need anything for you and me. He doesn't need for us to bring him breakfast or lunch or an afternoon game.
所以呢，神呢不需要我们给他任何东西，他不需要我们给他提供早餐、提供午餐，还有呢下午来给他提供一些东西。
Verse 25 ends with the line, "He gives life and bread to all." He gives all things. He gives life. He gives breath. He gives us everything. We don't need to give him anything.
你这个里面呢，就是说是啊，第二十五节结尾说呢，他倒把气息和万物给所有的生命，就是呢，他把生命、气息、万物都赐给我们，他不需要我们给他任何东西。
Verse 26, He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth.
第二十六节说呢，他从一个血脉造就万族的人，住在全地。
So the question is, who are the best people in the world?
所以现在问题是谁是世界上最好的民族呢？
Are they the Canadians?
他们是加拿大人吗？
Are they the Swedes?
他们是瑞典人吗？
Are they the French?
他们是法国人吗？
Are they the Chinese?
他们是中国人吗？
No, we're all brothers and sisters.
不是，我们都是弟兄姊妹。
Well, that's very good. That puts racism right down, doesn't it?
所以呢，这是非常好的，把那个种族主义呢压在底下。
That's wonderful. He's made us all together.
所以这是非常奇妙的，他把我们所有的都造在一起。
And verse 26 ends with the theme. He determined their appointed time, their pre-appointed times, and the boundaries of their habitation.
所以第二十六节的后半句非常有意思，并且预先定准他们的时间和所住的疆界。
So God is the one who said, "I want the Chinese to live over there."
所以神是那位，他说呢，我想要中国人住在中国。
And I want the Peruvians to live down there.
我要秘鲁人呢住在秘鲁那里。
And I want the Canadians here, and I want the Swedes over there.
所以呢，我要加拿大人住在这里，要瑞士人住在那边。
And so he determines where we live.
他决定我们应该住在哪里。
The other thing is he determines the times.
另外的一个时间呢，他预先定准了他们的时间。
Why were you born in this century?
所以你为什么在这个世纪出生呢？
Why weren't you born in the year 1200?
所以呢，你为什么没有出生在十二世纪呢？
Well, frankly, you didn't have anything to do with it.
所以坦率说呢，你在那里你做不了什么。
God determined when you would be born and where you would be born.
所以神决定呢，你什么时候出生，在哪里出生。
Now, some of us are very, very thankful.
我们中间其实一些人呢，非常非常感恩。
I was born in Canada a long time ago.
很久之前，我出生在加拿大。
It was a pretty good place to be born, frankly.
所以坦率说，那是一个很好的地方，出生在这里。
I was born in Vancouver.
我在温哥华出生的。
And I was born at the right time.
我是在正确时间出生的。
My father lived through the First World War and the Great Depression and the Second World War.
我的父亲呢，他呢，就是说生活在第一次世界大战中间呢，有很大的苦难，接着呢，又经历了二次世界大战。
And I was born all those wonderful years that followed.
所以呢，我出生呢，就是说那接下来的所有的那些奇妙的年份。
Okay, and many, many people they've gone through difficult days. I've never gone through a difficult day.
所以很多很多很多人呢，经历了非常艰难的日子，我从来没有经历过艰难的日子。
The problems in Vancouver have been very, very small.
所以问题是温哥华太小了。
I think that I was born maybe in the best place at the best time.
所以我认为呢，我有可能出生在最好的地方，在最好的时间。
And sometimes I'm very thankful.
有时候呢，我非常的感恩。
When I was in Scotland a few years ago, they took me the tour of the Scottish capital of a Scottish castle.
所以呢，几年前我去苏格兰的时候呢，他们带我去游玩了一个苏格兰的城堡。
Beautiful building made out of stone.
所以呢，非常美的建筑物，但是石头造的。
And I went through a walk inside.
结果在里面呢就转了一下。
And the ceilings were very low, so they said, careful, don't bump your head.
所以那个天花板非常低，他们说小心不要碰着你的头。
And when you went up the stairs, you always went up the stairs, I think, curving to the left, curving to the right, because if you went up that way, if there was somebody wanted to kill you at the top, they'd have a hard time.
所以这个里面呢就是说是他那个路呢就是说是楼梯呢，就是说是这样子，这一路一路的弯上去的。如果在顶上呢，有个人呢，等着要杀你，他们可能很难等到你。
And the rooms were all small.
那房间呢，非常的小。
And they were cold.
也非常的寒冷。
And when I was there, do you know what I said?
我在那时候，你知道我说什么吗
I said, I want to go home. I like this place better than that. I like home better than this.
我说我想回家，我更喜欢这个温哥华，比那个地方喜欢的更多。
But God determined for every one of us where, when, how we would be born.
所以呢，神呢决定我们每个人呢应该在哪里出生呢？什么时间出生？
Why is the question?
所以问为什么是问题？
Verse 27. So that they should seek the Lord.
第二七节说叫要叫他们寻求主。
All born in different circumstances.
我们所有人都出生在不同的环境里。
All born by his wisdom and in his location at his time.
所以所有的出生呢都是按照他的智慧，按照他的地方，按照他的时间。
But all with the same objective.
所有人都有同样一个目标。
You can tell me when you were born.
你可以告诉我你什么时候出生的。
You can tell me where you were born.
你可以告诉我你在哪里出生的。
Do you know why you were born?
你知不知道为什么你要出生呢？
Verse 27, that they should seek the Lord.
第二七节说呢，要叫他们寻求主。
Why do we read the Bible?
我们为什么要读圣经？
To seek the Lord.
来寻求主。
Why do we pray?
我们为什么要祷告？
To seek the Lord.
寻求主。
Why do we serve him?
我们为什么要服侍他？
To help us seek him.
所以呢，就帮助他呢，寻找我们。
Okay, so we seek the Lord.
所以我们寻求主。
And why do we seek the Lord?
我们为什么要寻求主呢？
Verse 27. In the hope that we might grope for him and find him.
所以呢，就是说是，第二句就说呢，或许可以摸索找到他。
Though he's not far from any one of us.
因为呢，虽然他离我们每个人都不远。
Where is the Lord?
主在哪里？
Well, he's pretty close at hand.
他呢，就是在我们的手能够触摸的地方。
So you say, where can I find him?
所以你现在摸索，你说我在哪里可以摸到他？
And this verse says that if you keep seeking him,In hoping that you'll find him, one day, somewhere, you'll find him. He's not far away. You'll find him.
这个经文告诉我们，你一直要寻求主。寻求主的话呢，因为他在不远地方，那么说呢，只要你一直寻求，一直摸索，有一天呢，你就会找到他。
So if I were to go around the room today, and I were to simply say, could you please tell me how you found him?
所以呢，如果说呢，就是说我今天呢，在这个房子里呢转一圈的话呢，你就说呢，问题说你能不能告诉我你怎么找到他的
？Some might say, well, I'm really not sure if I found him yet.
所以有些人说呢，我不确定我是不是还找到他嘛。
And the rest of us would say, this is how I found him. This is where I found him. And everyone would have a different story.
所以呢，其他一些人说呢，这是我在怎么样去找到主的。另外，我是什么怎么找到主的？每一个人都有不同的故事。
We all found him in different ways.
所以我们找到主都是以不同的方式。
Norman and I, we grew up in the same family.
所以 Norman 和他们在同一个家庭长大的。
And we had the same environment.
他们的环境也是一样。
And she found the Lord one way, and I found him in a totally different way.
所以他找到主是一种方式，我找到主是一种完全与他不同的方式。
She found him there, I found him over here.
他在那里找到主，我在这里找到主。
And that's where you will be. Keep seeking. Seek for him. Grope for him. Hope that you'll find him.
所以这个就是你要做的，你要继续去寻求主，寻求主可以摸索找到他。
He's not far away from us.
其实他离我们个人不远。
Verse 28 says, For in him we live and move and have our being.
第二十八节说，因为我们生活、动作、存留都在他里面。
How do I live?
我怎么样生活呢？
Well, he keeps giving me life.
他一直赐给我生命。
And what about my life? God is in my life. He's in charge of things.
所以我的生命是怎么样的？神在我的生命里，他在那里掌管一切事情。
All right, verse 20 says, therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by the art of man's devising.
第二节就说呢,我们既是神的后裔,就不当以为神的神像,像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。Idolatry
is very foolish, isn't it?
拜偶像的非常的愚蠢,是不是呢?
And Isaiah talks about it, he almost laughs at it.
所以呢,就是说是以赛亚,他谈到这一点的时候呢,他通常他是一种非常的取笑的方式谈的。
How foolish to take some gold down to the goldsmith and say, you make this into a little image, please. That'll be my God.
这是多么的愚蠢,如果你说你拿点金子去找一个金匠,说你把它做成一个偶像,这是我的神。
So Isaiah says, some people cut down a tree.
以赛亚说,有些人能砍下树,
and then they chop it into parts.
所以呢,他们把它呢,就是做成几块。
And they take part of that tree to a chiseler, and he makes a little shape of something out of it.
因为他们呢,把那些东西呢,就是说一部分呢,做点什么东西,然后呢,你呢,可以放点东西。
And then he says, that's my God.
然后说,这是我的神。
And then he takes some of the rest of the tree,
所以把那个树的其他的部分,
puts it in the oven to eat his porridge.
所以呢,就是把它放在那个炉子里去烧,去取暖。Part
of it to make breakfast, part of it's his God.
其中的一部分呢,做早餐,其中一部分呢,是神。How
foolish. God made me, I can't make God.
所以这是多么的愚蠢,神创造了我,我不能创造神。All
right, so that's very foolish.
这个非常愚蠢。Now,
the next verse 30 says, truly, these times of ignorance, God overlooked. People who didn't understand all these things about God, God overlooked that.
第30节说呢,世人蒙昧无知的时候,神并不追究。如果呢,有些人呢,对神呢,他那个知识了解,不了解的话,神并不追究他。
But he now commands all men everywhere to
所以如今吩咐各处的人都要
repent.
悔改.
What's the first thing that's important in our relationship with God?
所以我们和神之间的关系的第一件重要的事情是什么?
We seek him.
我们寻求他.
And then as we find him, we repent, because when we find him, he looks at us and he says, you look pretty dirty to me, you need a bath.
所以这个里面呢,因为我们就是就寻求他,就找到他,找到他呢就要悔改,因为我们找到他以后呢,神说呢,你看起来很脏。So
there are many things that we will learn about God. What's at the very beginning? Seek him and repent when you find him.
所以呢,就是有很多事情呢,我们要学习关于神的。那么是今天我们学的什么?第一个呢,你要寻求神,当你找到他以后,你要悔改。Why
do we repent?
我们为什么要悔改?
Verse 31.
31节,
he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of all this to all men by raising Jesus from the dead.
因为他已经定了一日要借着他所设立的人按公义审判世界并且叫他从死里复活给万人做确据。
Why do we repent?
我们为什么要悔改呢?
Because one day soon, each of us will stand before God and he will ask us some very penetrating questions.
所以呢,因为呢,很快呢,有一天呢,我们所有的人呢,都要站在神面前,他要问我们一个很确定的问题。
Well, that's how our knowledge of God begins.
这就是我们对神的知识的开端。
And we say, Lord, I've learned a little bit about you. One thing I know, I'm a sinner, and I need you to forgive me. I repent.
所以呢,我们说呢,我们呢,找到了主,找到主呢,就是说是我们呢,我现在需要你的帮助,因为呢,我是一个罪人,我需要你饶恕我的罪,所以我要悔改。
And what follows?
那接下来是什么呢?
Well, we start to sing.
我们开始唱。
And what do we sing?
我们唱什么?
We sing, God, you're so wonderful.
我们唱神呢?
I can't explain, but I can say, glory, hallelujah, praise your holy name.
所以我们说神呢,您是如此的奇妙。 我不能解释一切的事情,但是呢,我可以说荣耀,哈利路亚,然后我们要赞美你的名。It's
wonderful that Jesus saved me.
所以是非常奇妙的,主耶稣基督拯救了我。It's
wonderful that he forgave me.
也是非常奇妙的,他赎了我的罪。It's
wonderful, wonderful, so very wonderful, wonderful that he loves me.
是奇妙,是如此的奇妙,奇妙到他爱我。
Where does that all begin?
所以这是从哪里开始的呢?
There's a God, I sought him and he found me.
所以那里有一位神呢,我寻求他,他找到了我。
He told me to repent because Jesus is going to judge the world.
他告诉我要悔改,因为主耶稣基督要审判全世界。
And I did that and he forgave me. Hallelujah.
我那么做了,他说了我的罪,Hallelujah.
Lord, thanks. Thanks for the wonderful story.
主主要感谢这个奇妙的故事。
We thank you that the God who made us, who is so big, revealed himself in the person of Jesus Christ so that we could know him and believe him and live with him.
所以我们感谢那个创造了我们的神呢,他是如此的伟大,他呢住在主耶稣基督那里,他找到了我,他饶恕了我,这样呢,我可以跟他永远在一起。
So thanks, Lord, and we thank you for all your kindness, including lunch, and we pray that you'll bless us.
所以感谢您呢,主啊,我们感谢您一切的事情,包括我们的午餐,我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.